Well, hello, familia. Okay, so this week was pretty freaking sweet. Like, super, super awesome. So, yeah, let's start with Monday. Alright, so Monday, let's see, Monday was super sweet. We had super awesome zone activity. We went to the Capisha in Berazategui, and we had a water fight. We played capture the flag with water balloons and stuff. It was pretty fun. So that was good. It's kind of nice because I was just kind of like stressed out because I don't know. You know, mission stress. It's fun. I'm sure you know what I mean, Dad. But yeah, so it was good. And then, so then we went to the activity and then we just chilled, threw water balloons at people. Am I right? You gotta say something. Don't make me seem.
Your son is right.
Yeah, I'm right. So yeah, and then we, so that was really sweet. Nice, tranquilo. Then after, let's see. And after that, oh yeah, before that, wait. I think I already told you, but last week, Lionel, he passed the interview and stuff. So then this week we were going to go pass by him and help teach him and stuff. But this week ended up being kind of crazy. So let's see, Tuesday we had the the district meeting. And then after, what did we do on Tuesday? I don't remember, but I feel like there's something that happened on Tuesday. I did pretty bad this week in writing my journal, so sorry. But yeah, and then Wednesday was pretty chill. All day we were just kind of like looking for people to teach, touching doors, knocking doors, and then contacting people that we've already talked to in the streets. You know, the usual missionary work, the good stuff. Yeah, I know, crazy, huh? Like, we actually have to talk to people? Yeah, crazy. But yeah, so that was fun. And then we went and found this Diego Esteves, otra vez, which was pretty cool. He's a stud. He's gonna get baptized, so that's really awesome. He, like, seriously, he's so cool. He's like a stud. But yeah, so then we went and we taught him again. We just kind of, like, he didn't have a whole lot of time, so we just kind of answered some questions that he had about the church and how the church functions, like how a new prophet gets chosen and stuff. And like, it was pretty good. So we just kind of like taught him some stuff. He was going to go on vacation this weekend, but this week we're going to pass by him again. So that's good. I'm excited because he's super awesome. And then, so yeah, that was exciting. And then we went and we also taught Elena, this lady that we've been teaching for a while. So it's been like a little bit since we taught her because, like, I don't know, since we moved the pension and everything, like, it's been kind of crazy the past little bit. But we ended up going past her house with two of the members in the ward, well, the branch, I guess. And it was really awesome because, like, the hermana, she shared her testimony. It was, like, super strong or whatever. Then this place, after we committed her to baptism, it was super sweet. So, yeah, so now the thing is she just has to come to the church, which the member said that they were going to bring her to the church, but they didn't. So we're going to have to see what's going on with that. But yeah, so that was really cool. It was really awesome. And then, let's see, then now we're in Friday, puede ser. No, Thursday. So Thursday, no. Yeah, I think it's Thursday. Thursday, I went to Capitol. Woohoo, I want the Capitol. It was pretty sweet. I was going to go to the embassy. Oh, well, we went to like some building. I don't think it was the embassy, but we went to see if I could get the new passport, and we ended up not having the stuff that we needed, so we're going to have to go back there again. So that kind of stunk. But it was cool because we were able to go to Capitol, and Capitol's awesome. And we ate at Wendy's, which there's only like two Wendy's here in Argentina, and they're both in Capital. So that's cool. True job. Yeah, whatever. Not true job. Okay, and then that was really good. I'm still illegal here in Argentina. I probably shouldn't have said that on recording, but it's okay. Yeah, it's true. I mean, it's not like they're going to do anything about that. Luckily, the police is pretty tranquilo over here, so they're not going to do anything to me. But oh well. So yeah, and then, so that was good. Then Friday, we had weekly planning. You know, the usual. Planning what we're going to teach all of the investigators we have and all that stuff. All two of them, because I'm not working. I decided to just take a break. I decided that I already put in my my 7 week or 7 months, so I could. No, I'm kidding. That's not true at all. So yeah, so that was good. And then Friday, let's see. Friday, what else happened Friday? Oh, yeah, so we had the baptism planned for Lena on Saturday, or Sunday, today. And so, like, during the week, we were going to pass by him, like, every day. But there was, like, something that happened every day, and we weren't able to go pass by him. But we ended up passing by on Saturday night, or Saturday in the afternoon. And, yeah, he was, like, super excited. The family was, like, super excited. It was great. So, yeah, so then Sunday comes by and woo, baptism! What do you say, Elder Jones?
How do you know if a hard boiled egg is done?
Yeah, why do you ask a question like that?
Because I'm hard boiling eggs right now.
Because he's hard boiling eggs. Well, if you spin it and it doesn't wobble, I think that's what my mom taught me. I don't remember. But, so we had a baptism today, so that's super exciting. Okay, well, you know what? I don't know. You can ask my mom. She knows.
I dropped it.
Well, did it leak egg everywhere? No, it's not. Because look, because it didn't wobble. It's just spinning in a circle. Do you see? ¿Vio? ¿Viste? ¿Viste? Okay, so yeah. So, sorry, what was I saying? Yeah, so we ended up having the baptism, which was super awesome. It was, like, it was kind of crazy, like, this story. So, fetch. So, okay. So, Sunday morning, this morning I wake up, and, like, one of the first things that Elder Jones tells me is that the water heater doesn't work in the church. And he's like, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you, but, like, the last baptism that we had here, we had to, like, heat water up on the stove and dump it in the font because the hot water heater doesn't work. So, yeah, that was really great. Way to go, Elder Jones, for telling me that. Yeah, you thought I knew? What? No, okay, so, yeah, so that really stunk. The hot water heater didn't work. So then we go to the church early, and we had, like, these huge, like, giant, like, pots. And we filled them up with water, and we started boiling the water. And then we filled up the pot full of water, and then the font started, like, leaking the water. Leaking the water? I don't know. But the water level was going down I don't know why it was going down, but whatever. So then we go. We get everything ready. It's all good. And I'm like, man, this is going to be sweet. Oh, yeah, so I'm the one that baptized Leonel or Leo. Leo, said yeah. But, so he asked me to, like, speak in the baptism and stuff or whatever. So we do the baptism, like, we do, like, the whole, like, first little, like, meeting thing where we're just like, oh, you know, like, give a little talk about baptism and everything. And so it was really good. And then it was super funny. So we go and we, like, had pots on the stove, like, boiling with water. Because, like, the water was still freezing. Like, it was still really cold. So, we're like, okay, this is going to stink. So, let's just, like, throw some on there and start boiling it. So, we could dump it in really fast and then just, like, jump in the water and do it really quick. We're like, so, then we do that. So, then we hurry, dump the water in. And they're trying to open up the font door. But it turns out...
the lock's broken.
The lock's broken. So, the door just stays shut. So, yeah, that was kind of weird. So then we had to, like, open up. So, like, there's, like, the two entries. So, like, half of the family went to one side of the... from the girls' bathroom, they went to one side. And then the other went to the boys' bathroom. Well, there's, like, another door, like, outside. And so then we all, like, watched in, like, around the corner. And it was kind of funny because... like, so the two testigos are witnesses. They were, like, one on each side in there, and then, like, the whole family was there, like, looking, yeah, they were, like, looking around the corner to, like, try to see it, and then the rest of, like, there was, like, quite a few people there in the meeting, but, like, they just stayed there in the back and just listening to what was going on. Well, it turns out that because the water was, like, slowly lower, like, the water level is slowly lowering, it was, like, super low, like, to, like, my knees, like, maybe even a little bit lower.
That's
a lot. Okay, a little bit higher. I meant to say higher. And then, and, like, this kid, he has tenure. He's 10 years old, and so he's, like, pretty small. So I was like, oh, it's not going to be a big deal. Like, it's fine. So we start going, and then I baptized him the first time, and his feet came out of the water. And I was like, okay, we have to do it again. And, like, it's not, like, freezing ice cold, but it's, like, pretty cold water. So I'm like, oh, I feel bad for this poor guy. He was, like, freezing. And so then we're like, okay, we'll do it again one more time. And then we do it, and then his feet came out again, and I was like, oh, no. So then we had the idea to kneel down inside of the water. I don't know if that's, like, even, like, I don't know if it's acceptable, but, oh, well, it worked.
I'm a witness, I said, yeah.
No, so we're like, okay, well, we're going to kneel down so that way his feet don't come up. And we're like, okay, sweet. So then I'm kneeling down in the water. He's kneeling down in the water. And then I baptize him. And, yeah, I mean, like, I think it's okay. I don't know. It says by immersion. And so if he was completely immersed.
God knows our intentions.
No, but, yeah, so then it was kind of comical how everything played out. But it was funny because I was, like, telling him. I was like, man, just think, you're going to have, like, the coolest story to tell. Tell everybody. Like, it was pretty sweet. But yeah, and so it was really spiritual. It was really awesome. Like, their family's super awesome. The dad, he isn't baptized. And he, like, looks like Albert Einstein. Like, he's kind of crazy. But, like, I'll show a picture and you'll think it's, like, yeah, Albert Einstein. Is it not true? Like, maybe, like, a little bit skinnier.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's a crazy guy. He's funny. Yeah, so that's good. And then, so he was there, and, like, you could tell, like, he wants to get baptized too, which we're working on that. But he has to get married and stop smoking. But it's okay, because, like, he'll do it. But, yeah, so that was really awesome. And then not only that, but, like, so it was, we did the baptism on Sunday. So we did it right after the meetings in the church. And so it was really awesome. Like, today in church, it was, like, super spiritual and really awesome. Because, like, in the past, it's kind of been a little iffy on the whole spiritual side in the church. Like, is that true or what? Yeah. He's shaking his head, yes, Elder Jones. So, but, yeah, so that was really awesome. Like, it's getting a lot better here in Villa España. But, yeah. So then, so that was really awesome. And then after, we went and were looking for some people. So we ended up, like, I felt that we needed to go and pass by this gay couple and teach them. And it was really awesome. So, like, we come by their house, and it was actually, like, one of the most spiritual experiences that I've had on the mission thus far. Really, it was awesome. So then we go. And we walk in front of their house, and him and, so, like, the two guys are sitting outside of their house drinking mate. And so we walk up and they're like, oh, hey, how are you guys? So then we sit down and then we start talking with them outside of their house. And we're just talking about all sorts of things, like how there's a lot of discrimination in the world and just like all sorts of stuff. We're just kind of chatting with them, right? Well, we never really like started like a lesson. Like we never like prayed to start the lesson, which, okay, sorry, should have done it. But it was still really good. Like, so we just start talking and then like I just think of a scripture and then I read them a scripture and we started talking about how like he's like, I don't understand why like all the people in the church judge everybody. And I was saying how I said how like the church or our church, what it teaches is that like there are certain commandments that we have or certain things that we need to do in this life to receive blessings. And I was saying how like let me get this out how I want it. So I was like, you know, like in this life there's things that we need to do, and I was saying that it's not our job to judge what the other people are doing, right? Because each person needs to be responsible for their own choices. And it was really awesome because then like I just kind of talked about how like the gospel of Jesus Christ is so that we can like become better people, that we can become the disciples of Christ that we want to be. And we just kind of started talking about that for a little bit. And then I was saying like God asks us that we can, like he gives us weaknesses so that we can strive to get better. And then like that's the purpose of life, is that we can take what we have and make something better out of it. And it was like really, really good. And then we started talking, and then one of the guys was like more open to everything because he went to church when he was a kid and like knew a lot about the Bible. Like he had a really strong testimony. And the other one like was kind of iffy. It was more on like the side of like, I don't understand why like people don't accept me for who I am and stuff. And so like he didn't really like have too much to say about everything. But then the other one was really into it. Well, the one that wasn't like super into it, he like left to go put on a coat or something because it started getting cold. And so then it just left me and my companion and then this other one that was like more into the conversation. And it was really awesome because I just like felt the Spirit tell me that I needed to like ask him if he felt like something was missing in his life. And it was really awesome. So he tells me, yeah, like I feel like, you know, like in my life I felt like there's like one thing that I've really struggled with, and like I always have wanted to like make it better, but like I've never been able to. I never was able to get over this thing. And I was like, I kind of had another bold moment where it was just kind of like the Spirit was like, yeah, just say this. And so I was like, well, like if you let me, like what was the thing that you wanted to change? And he's like, he kind of like got like tears in his eyes. It's just kind of like, I've always wanted to like have a family and like have my wife and my kids and all this stuff. And he's like, but I just never been able to do it. Like I've never been able to change like who I am and the feelings that I've had. And it was just kind of like really strong. And then the Spirit told me, is like all of a sudden I just like felt the Spirit like super strongly. And I was like, I'm here to tell you that you can, like, you can make that happen. I was saying that, like, it's because of the atonement of Jesus Christ that we can make these changes in our life. And that is the reason why we're here on the earth, is so that we can learn how to make these changes in our life. And I just, like, started, like, giving him this testimony, and it was, like, so strong. Like, the Spirit was so strong. It was so awesome. And, like, I started getting, like, tears in my eyes. Like, I was, like, almost, like, cried. I was just, like, it was such an awesome experience. And then, like, he was, like, wow, this is awesome. And then, like, afterwards, I shared with him a scripture about the atonement. Well, I left him a scripture to read about the atonement. And I was just, like, I know that this can change your life because I've seen how it's changed my life. And it was just something that, like, I don't know, I'll always remember, like, how, I don't know, just it was such an awesome experience. But yeah, it just goes to show, like, everybody out there, don't look at somebody and like where they are at, because it's who they can become that's important. And like, I don't know, it was just a really, really, really awesome experience. And so, yeah, so I told him that there's a website that like he can go and read about like the church and what the church says about gays and stuff, and like how we can help them and whatever. But it was just like one of those like tender mercies that I'll never be able to forget. But and I don't think I even did it justice like explaining it, but yeah, so that was like a really awesome experience. And then yeah, so today has been like a super, super good day. I mean, yeah, nothing to complain about, that's for sure. I'm loving the missionary life. Elder Jones is making us some empanadas for tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to go check out some, what is it? Like, it's the river? It's like the ocean, really. They call it a river, but it's like, but it's the ocean, I think. Ow. Yeah. Well, maybe put some salt. Or maybe there's too much salt. I don't know. But yeah, so he's making empanadas. So that's cool. Yeah, I'm going to have to make you guys tacos, empanadas, asado. Dude, we're going to have to make a parrilla like freaking Elder Cordia has. Or hermano Cordia. It's so freaking sweet. So that's cool. I'm going to have to have that in my house because it's really awesome. Okay, well, that's beside the point. So tomorrow we're going to, it's like the river in Hudson?
It's the Rio de la Plata.
Rio de la Plata, I don't know where it is, but apparently it's really pretty, so I'm excited.
Well, that's what the Hermanos said.
Well, that's what the Hermanos said. But the Hermanos, like they know what they're talking about when it comes to, like, pretty stuff. Well, at least they'll bring something good to eat. That's always true. It's Hermana Flores and Martinez, entonces está bien. No pasa nada, che. Alright, well, this is becoming a very long recording, so I am now going to read y'all a scripture that I was reading.
And if you lack wisdom, let him ask of God.
Yep, that's exactly what I was going to read. How did you know?
Because I'm in tune with the Spirit of God.
Well, yeah, that's the truth. I forgot. All right, no, so I was reading. I started reading in, like, the Isaiah chapters in the Book of Mormon. In 2 Nephi 15. And I was reading in verses 20 to 24. And it's really awesome what it says here. No, I want to read it. I'm reading it. Hey, let go of my book. Okay.
I'll read the last two.
Dejame.
I'll read the last two.
Good. Okay, you can read the last two, but I'll read the first three. All right, so here he's talking. They're talking about how. Bueno. They're talking about how in, like, we need to, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Let me gather my thoughts. Okay, so he's talking right here about how, like, we need to see the things as they are. Like, we don't need to call things different than what they are, if that makes any sense. But, whatever, I'm sure you guys can read it and it'll make more sense. But, yeah, so I'm going to read this here. 20. You say... You can read too. Just come here then. You can read 23 and 24. All right, it says... All right. It says, hay de los que a lo malo llaman bueno, y a lo bueno malo, que ponen tinieblas por luz, y luz por tinieblas, que ponen lo amargo por dulce, y lo dulce por amargo. Hay... de los que son sabios a sus propios ojos y prudentes delante de sí mismos. Hay de los que son valientes para beber vino y varones fuertes para mezclar licores. And you are only 23 and 24. 23.
Que justifiquen al inicuo por cohecho y quiten al justo su rectitud. Por tanto, así como el fuego devora el rastrojo y la llama consume la paja, su raíz será podredumbre y sus flores se desvanecerán como polvo, porque han desechado la ley del Señor de los ejércitos y han despreciado la palabra del Santo de Israel.
Ahí estamos, gracias. Okay. So yeah, so here he's pretty much just like dropping the cane on everybody. He's like, oh yeah, I forgot. Dropping the hammer? Is that what it is? I don't know what it is in English. Alright, well, he's dropping the cane. You guys can figure out what that means, but whatever. So he's just kind of like telling the things as they are. He's like, don't, he's like saying that the people that say that Kosas, oh, I hate trying to speak in English. It's like the stupid little words that get me. Alright, so he's trying to say that the people that call the good things bad and the bad things good, that pretty much they're going to be destroyed because they're not going to follow what the Lord wants of them. So, yeah, I really like the scripture because it's true. Like, we should see sin as how it is, sin. Or we should see good things as how they are, good things. It's like there's no gray line. It's if it's a commandment and the Lord says to do it because he knows what he's doing. Because I'm pretty sure you don't want to be, what is it, desfancerado como povo. But yeah, like, it just doesn't sound very fun to be completely destroyed. So, like, just choose the good life and follow the commandments. I promise, it's going to work out better that way. But yeah, so I really like that scripture because it's just kind of like more, I don't know, like when people say that, like when they like try to justify things is like, I don't know, try to like justify the things that they do or whatever. It's just kind of like, don't justify things. Just say that it is what it is, no? But yeah, so I really like that scripture. But so it's kind of like a, like, it's not like a happy feel-good scripture, but I like it, so, sorry. But yeah, so, yeah, the work's going great, and I'm really loving it. But, let's see, I'm already recording, like, way too long of a recording, but I just want to tell you guys that I love you, and that I hope you have a good week. Love you guys. Bye-bye.